Perhaps you are already against wearing fur. After all, animals are slaughtered so that you can. But you find faux fur a little, shall we say, lacking. It's not natural, and you can feel it, sometimes smell it. Our next guest noted those failings as well. Kim Cantor is a longtime fashion magazine editor, stylist, creative director, and a longtime fur collector who's had a change of heart. She's come out with a new line called House of Fluff. It's billed as the first environmentally friendly faux fur lifestyle brand based in New York. And she joins us now from the NPR studios there. Kim, welcome.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. So tell me, first of all, about your fur collection. You were a fur lover.
I was a fur lover. You know, many years ago, had loved the glamour of fur. I grew up with fur being a very glamorous item of that was very desirable on a luxury level.
Right. You had 26.
I had 26. I'd also worked for a fur company.
Oh, well, there. Well,
that
but,
helped.
But, you know, fur is, it's warm. There's a feel to it. This is Mother Nature at work here. And so it feels so real. I mean, it can be lovely.
Well, it's not really lovely. Mm-hmm. It's not really lovely when you understand where it comes from and how it's made. Mm. And that became more and more the issue for me. Mm. Why sacrifice my ethics for beauty? Mm. I mean, it is beautiful, but it's not beautifully made.
Yeah. No, it's horribly made. The animals suffer terribly, and it's horrible. So you sold all those furs to start this company?
Yes. You know, I've been in fashion for a long time. I wanted to make a new brand. I was interested in what fashion means to the next generation. And I realized that I had felt increasingly uncomfortable in my own furs. Mm-hmm. And since there was really no reason to make another white shirt or black skirt, I realized if I felt that way, there are probably a lot of other young women that also feel that way.
Right.
And with no alternative, we launched House of Fluff.
House of Fluff. So what was wrong? I mean, look, I'm looking at an Old Navy pink faux fur little jacket. It's like $40 or something like that. And, you know, I've got my eye on that. What's the difference between your faux fur and, you know, the Gap has faux fur now? It's just there's these great coats coming out. What's the difference between theirs and yours?
I mean, I haven't seen the coats, but I believe that they're cruelty-free products. But a lot of those fur products are made in China, and they're made in countries that don't have regulation for the factories. So they can be polluting the environment in very terrible ways. And a lot of those furs have a lot of different chemical compounds in them, and they actually don't feel very good. Mm. They're also made in factories that may not pay the workers a fair wage.
Okay.
So ours, the House of Fluff faux fur, comes from a mill in Italy, which is completely regulated. So although the fur itself does have some polyester in it, it's made and it doesn't kill any animals. It's cruelty-free. Same with the vegan leather that we use. It's at least coming from a country that is very careful about a certain protocol that factories, as far as polluting, must follow. We also make our product here in New York City in a fair trade factory.
Well, talk more about the chemicals that you can feel them in some faux fur.
Yes, yes. There's also a sheen that you see on some of the less expensive furs. But, I mean, the real issue is you have to start thinking, you know, if something can cost $40 or $20, you know, at a Zara or an H&M, where was that made? Mm-hmm. Who the person that made that, what were they being paid? Mm-hmm. And I think the ethics really go beyond just killing animals. You have to look at the human experience.
Well, the human experience making it and using it. You use natural dyes. Recycle everything that's plastic, the hangers, the hang tags.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, our goal is to have as low a carbon footprint as possible and to be a zero waste company. So we even take the scraps from the factory floor and craft them into little collectible characters we call scrappies. And we also put the scrappy faces on organic cotton sweatshirts. So we try to use as much as possible. I mean, we even make our own garment bags out of cotton muslin and are looking to do that with a women's co-op in Costa Rica.
Well, and because of that, yours are a little pricier than the chain stores, $200 to $1,400. But that's far less than a real fur. By the way, how much were your furs worth? You had 26.
You know, the retail value of the furs, some of them were very high. I mean, I had a sable coat that was, I think, a retail value of $45,000. You know, some of them were vintage and very priceless and very good condition. You know, I didn't get near what the retail price would be. I probably got a dime on the dollar.
What, do you miss them?
Not anymore. You know, it's horrible to wear a vintage monkey fur. You know, horrible. But we make a fur that's long-haired that we call Yeti that's as glamorous in a cape. And, you know, there's no distinction between beauty and morality at House of Fluff.
Kim Cantor is the founder of House of Fluff, a faux fur lifestyle brand. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org. Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was pretty much a commercial, but whatever. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter Rodown. This is Here and Now.